You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Well, we have to move to 2:30 because Three's Company is on at 2.
And we don't discuss the sexy time, so we don't discuss everything good in life.
Well, but wait, which Three's Company is it? Is it the Norman Fell is the landlord, or is it the Don Knotts is the landlord?
Norman Fell.
I like the Don Knotts.
I like the Don Knotts better. I'm sorry. I grew up watching Andy Griffith.
Crazy.
Yeah. Great. I'm more an Andy Griffith fan. So, yeah.
It's okay.
Whatever. We're
still a half hour off.
Yeah, we are half an hour off. But that's
all right.
That's
Two's Company's at 3, so we're going to beat them.
This is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
You know, when you're in Florida, it's nice to be in the basement.
It's a little wet, but
in South Florida, there are no basements.
Well, this is what we're calling the pool deck.
Yeah.
And obviously,
if you dig a hole in the ground and you line it with concrete in Florida, we call it a pool, not a basement. So,
right.
Good old boy, Harmeet.
Thanks for having me, Bob. I really don't mean that today, though, but thanks for having me.
Well, it's all right. We don't mean it either.
Yeah.
Eh, good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. I do this whole show in a snorkel in the basement, so it's a good time.
Of course, he's sitting on the bottom of the pool with a snorkel.
Of course I am.
He's a little slow.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's all the copper tone he's been drinking.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yes.
You got to stop drinking the copper tone, man.
Yes, that's true.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. This is an all-American single malt show. So we have Claremont.
You know, which I would normally be very excited about, but...
Singles Night?
Single Malts from America.
Well, Singles Night, yeah.
There's some great ones out there.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
So we have Claremont Steep American Single Malt Whiskey. We have New Riff Sour Mash Single Malt Whiskey. Union Horse Revivalist American Single Malt. Westward Whiskey Sauterne Cask Single Malt. Westward... and Ken's Artisan Sourdough Single Malt Whiskey. Westward Whiskey Cognac Cask Single Malt Whiskey. Westward's Whiskey Elements High Desert to Klamath Basin Single Malt Whiskey. And Westward Milestone Single Malt Whiskey. So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings.
Well, since we're doing High Desert Whiskey, I figured...
You're doing what?
Clint Eastwood should come out.
I thought that was a really bad Ronald Reagan, but okay, whatever.
It's very similar, and they're both from California. They're probably the same age. All right, one sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
It's less High Plains Drifter and more Bedtime for Bonzo.
Yeah, it's definitely Bedtime for Bonzo.
Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't
getting
that
better.
Nice?
Getting better. I'm respecting it now.
Three. No, you're not. You're just being nice.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
You're just trying to be nice, and it's unbecoming of you to try and be nice, so stop it.
Yeah. I have a hard time being nice.
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
I feel like you have that get off my lawn vibe from later Clint Eastwood.
I was thinking more Bronco Billy, but yeah, that's
Grant,
just me.
Grant Cormier, yeah. He's got that get off my lawn vibe. He's got it.
Five sips. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
That's the best one.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
And so that's the best one. That's right.
That's right. Okay. So the last time you're hearing that today.
Thank God. Yeah.
Only if he's lucky.
Yeah, well, there's still 49 minutes of show left that we got to fill in and hopefully make up for that. So let's have Harm tell us about our first whiskey. So,
thanks, Bob. Today's first whiskey is Clairemont Steep American Single Malt Whiskey. This is developed by Freddie No, the 8th generation master distiller of the Fred B. No Distillery, which is basically Jim Beam. Clairemont Steep is the first American single malt in their 227-year history. Clairemont Steep is a 5-year-old liquid distilled and aged in the Clairemont, Kentucky. No and his team hand-selected American malted barley for the mash and used Beam family jug yeast in the natural fermentation process. It's the same yeast that is used in all Beam products and adding a sense of familiarity to every sip. The single malt was then distilled in a column still and aged for at least 5 years in bespoke barrels that were toasted and then quickly charred to a level number one, which is like putting it in the toaster on for 8 minutes. Come on, what's going on with what's your number?
Number one, that's toaster for about 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, what's going on with the number one char? Well, the color so far is a beautiful copper, a little muddy. I don't know what's going on with this. Mine's a little looking a little cloudy.
Is it beautiful or is it muddy?
It's a light.
It's light, but then it started out beautiful, but I guess with the water, it's kind of a little cloudy. Mm. It's got a weird nose with orange peel and malted barley like Whoppers, but not without the chocolate. I guess, yeah, the water did make this cloudy. The palate is weak and this tasted young, and I don't know what to tell you about this. I mean, let me try it again. Sitting there in the glass with water, it has gotten better. It's got that orange peel. It's got the malted barley. It's got some young oak to it. A little bit of peach coming in. It's okay. It's a good first step. What do you think, Brent?
Well, on nose, I put apples and green grass. On my palate, I got the green grass, I got some bitterness, and I got dandelion. It's a short finish.
You know, that's a good call, the dandelion. I didn't think of that. Yeah, that's exactly it.
It's a short finish. It does not remind me of Jim Beam Distillery at all.
No.
I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to remind me of that, but I don't
because
see that.
Because the jug yeast. It doesn't. No.
It doesn't remind me of that. It's not a product for me. I mean, maybe this is one of those geek bourbons or something.
No, it's their first attempt at single malt.
Yeah.
Well, first off, it's not a bourbon, so.
Right. Right. I understand that, you know, but it's still supposed to remind you of the Jim Beam Distillery.
Well, the yeast should bring some of the same characteristics.
Yes, it does, but it's supposed to, but it doesn't for me, so.
I got a little peanut in there.
Brent, I mean, Bob, what you got the peanut? What else you got? He's spelling.
You get the peanut on the nose a little bit after that water.
Get a little bit of peanut on the nose after you add some water.
It's like peanut brittle.
Yeah.
Peanut brittle and dandelions.
Yep.
Like Brent said.
A little bit of straw.
I still get the orange peel.
There's a little bit of orange in there, like burnt orange peel, and a little maltiness on the nose.
Whoppers. I'm getting that malt on the palate, too. A little bit of malt once you add the water.
It's gotten better with time in the glass.
Yeah, it's definitely Whoppers. It's malted milk balls. Definitely malted milk balls.
Justin, what weird note do you have for us today?
So on the nose, I thought it was sweet. And I got the Beamy yeast on it.
You do.
And then I got tang on the nose.
It's no
Tang?
Tang.
Tang, like the stuff the astronauts drank?
Yes.
The,
Tang, the has the astronauts Tang has a higher, sharp citrus note from the citric acid.
Right.
I don't get that here.
I'm getting it on the nose. At the
really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in his,
it doesn't hit you with a
in
hammer.
In his defense, he snorts Tang every morning to wake up. So
you know. It works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They sell it in that big paint can size one at Costco.
And your drug test comes back
clean.
Well,
there's another word that ends in Tang, but, you know.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
On the palate, I thought it was sweet, pleasant, unremarkable, and the finish was sweet as well.
It was unremarkable. That's the problem.
Kind of like a glazed donut without the donut. Just glaze. just glaze, actually.
I didn't get that sweetness. I got bitterness to mine. I mean, it's just...
Oh, interesting.
Well, you're bitter because of all single malt.
You're sitting really close to harm.
It rubbed off, I guess.
If you move a little closer to this end of the table,
it rubbed off.
Tell you what, lean this way and see if it's any less bitter.
If you lean this way, you'll smell diabetes.
Yeah.
So swallow what you prefer.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got a rating?
I went back to it. It's still, it's still bitter.
You're still bitter.
I'm still bitter. I just don't get it. I must have someone else in my glass than you guys have.
Well,
no, it's orangey and malty, and it's okay.
Yeah, I'm with Harm. It's a good first step. I mean, it's the first time they've ever done it, so it's actually. I mean, what I said when I tasted this, it was better than I thought it was going to be. Because I mean, again, you got 227 years of making bourbon, and you're doing something this radically different.
I've had really a great American single malts out there, and I was expecting Jim Beam to come with a stronger candidate. For the first time,
they need to kick it up to 130 proof and age it for 8 years, just like most of the other things we like.
Yeah, it needs to be much older and higher proof.
Yeah, that's most of the things we like are that. So it's, they did
you know,
that.
And they have enough product out there that they could have waited on this. I don't think they had to rush it.
There was no reason to rush this.
Yeah.
4 years.
I mean,
is
that's
too
just
young.
What I
and
think
the number
about
one
it.
Barrel char. What they is
wanna,
the point of that?
They want to let Freddie
years.
Release hmm? Stuff before
not four
he gets
or five.
Bored.
Sorry,
5 years.
Oh, 5 years. So 5 years still.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it would make sense as a number, but tasting this, I wouldn't do that. And a number one barrel char, why?
Yeah. I wouldn't have done number one.
I think one of you guys said you could stare at a barrel and make it a better than number one char.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could breathe on it hard and toast it that much. Yeah. Number one is like, you know, weighing out in the sun in Florida.
The wood's almost green.
Yeah.
They didn't even need the new charred oak container because they weren't making bourbon.
Well, we're going to rate the Claremont Steep American Single Malt Whiskey 2 sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and this is our American Single Malt show. So we just finished talking about the Claremont Steep American Single Malt. So we're going to be going off to Brent for our next whiskey. So tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. So this next whiskey is a New Riff Sour Mash Single Malt. It's 56.9% ABV or 113.8 proof, non-age stated. So a little bit stronger than our last one. This is comprised of up to 6 different mash bills, distilled in their column beer still and doubler, and slowly matured in a variety of cask types. So the 6 mash bills include 100% Marie Otter.
Maris.
Otter. Yeah, that one too. A classic British ale malt. 100% Golden Promise, a classic Scotch malt whiskey malt.
Which I love.
Okay, barley wine style after high gravity, heavy bodied barley wine ales. Belgian quadruple style in the fashion of rich, mellow Trappist ales. 100% Scottish peated barley malt, heavily smoked and pungent. An 100% Chevalier Harlem.
Heirloom.
Well, that one too.
Chevalier,
malted
heirloom.
Barley, an 1820s vintage English variety.
Give him Chevalier.
You know, so
he almost got there.
Yes, yeah, so the one of the ones that intrigued me on this one is that the heavily smoked, and so I'm thinking right off the bat, oh my God, I have a peat bomb on my hands or something. But on the color of it, this is a nice 97 70s copper color for Penny. On the nose, you really get that oak and sherry and that just that dark fruit and a little bit of lemon citrus and just a little wisp of smoke. I thought it was going to be a lot more smoke than it was on it, you know?
Well, they don't give us the percentages of each of these.
Right, I understand that. And with being six of them, and we don't know how many they used of each, they said up to six.
Yeah.
I'm guessing
they used all six, but the percentages vary. I mean, it's a good effort.
Right. Well, on the palate, the one thing, even after adding water, the one thing is that you almost have to chew through this to get through it. It's like, it's like kind of like a stickiness on the palate.
It's muddled. It's muddled. There's too much going on.
Well, yeah.
At the wall.
I think the, I think it's like overly, like sherry. Like I think I get too much of that sherry and the raisin and, that it's the dark fruits. I get a little bit of oak to it. And just the slightest whiff of smoke. So that part doesn't bother me at all. But to me,
if you had schizophrenia in a glass, this would be it.
Well, I think there's too much going on here.
Yeah.
That you can't focus on any one thing.
It's that girl with multiple personalities that you dated in college.
Yeah. It's just the finish. It's just a
party of 10.
Right. Right. I mean, I just wrote too much, you know? I mean, there's too much going on here. And too much going on and not enough for me.
Yeah.
It's
so weird. Justin, what do you think?
It is an American single malt infinity barrel.
Yeah.
That went wrong.
Well, I think every infinity barrel goes wrong. I've never had an infinity barrel.
Well, an infinity barrel equals a dump bucket to me.
I mean, the nose started out as dumpster fire, and then the smoked peated mash component of the six kind of became dominant, but then when you drink it, it's hopelessly
muddled.
I don't
think it goes dumpster fire. I think it's more interesting.
It started there.
I mean, this is what I'm going to call the geek whiskey, really, truly here.
Yeah,
because you're gonna, I mean,
you can pick out a million things,
right?
Yeah. They don't go together.
So many things, and if you just had one or the other. I think it's a great thing, but one gets taken over by the other, and then it gets taken over by something else, and they don't blend well together.
I mean, you can see that they're trying, and I'm happy for them. Bob?
Well, I mean, we've done a lot of New Riff on the show, and they're a solid producer. They make excellent whiskey.
Exactly.
And, I mean, honestly, the worst one we've ever had still really pretty damn good.
Well, this is the worst one we've ever had.
I think this is the worst one we've had. And I think it's, honestly, and I think it's literally somebody just went, you know, what barleys do we have available? Well, there's like these six that we could get fairly easily. Let's do all of them. You know, it's like somebody was just trying way
they
too
need
hard.
To pare back. Pare it back and be more specific.
You're trying to do way too many things all at the same time. It's cluttered. It's clumsy. It all doesn't go together. The Maris Otter and the Golden Promise, if you'd have done just one or the other, would probably be fantastic. But the two of them aren't made to work together.
The only 100% Maris Otter I've ever had is Dr. Bill Lumsden's Glenmorangie Maris Otter one.
Yeah.
And that's my least favorite.
Yeah.
I can live without Maris Otter. If you do Golden Promise.
But if you take Maris Otter and then five others, it's never going to work. I think they were doing a shotgun approach. Which is not what they've done in the past. I think they got a little carried away.
It's a good way to kill people. It's a shotgun.
I think they just got carried away and they just tried to do too much in one bottle.
Just point
Yeah, I think they overextended. They tried to do too much in one bottle, and yeah. I think they need
if
to.
If they had done the Golden Promise yeah. and the Scottish, the peated one,
yeah.
I think I'd be happy.
Exactly, yeah. It's like they're searching for all the answers in one expression.
It's not bad. It's not the worst whiskey.
No,
bad.
Oh, no,
it's
no.
It's not.
No.
Unfortunately, it doesn't come to 42.
It's
just,
it's cluttered. It doesn't make any sense when
it's
you drink
exciting
it.
Exciting if you like girls who are crazy.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You like the crazy girls yeah. with the eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
what do you
it.
Think?
Yeah.
What do you got, ready?
Well, we're going to...
For the girls or the spirit?
the girls automatically get bumped up. One,
well,
ahead.
The girls just cost you a house and a car and your credit rating. But we're going to rate the New Riff Sour Mash Single Malt two sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So that's going to bring us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
Oh, my favorite. Union Horse Revivalist American Single Malt. 48% alcohol by volume, or 96% proof. I'm sorry, 96 proof, and it's non-age stated. I blame the alcohol.
I blame the alcohol, too.
Revivalist American Single Malt Whiskey is a small batch whiskey made from 100% malted barley, handcrafted using three styles of barley, Odyssey, chocolate, and caramel malts. Don't mind my fighter jet in the background. Aged 4 years plus and non-chill filtered. Each bottle is hand-numbered and signed by master distiller and co-founder Patrick Garcia. So
he's got an Irish first name and a Spanish last name.
On this one, I got the nose of a dumpster fire. The palate was pull chalk.
Go on.
The finish was the pull disc that floats around in the pool.
What an eccentric performance.
You really got a lot of chlorine.
I did.
You inhaled too much chlorine as a child.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
there's no doubt about that. What did you think, Harmeet?
Thanks, Justin. I mean, I think the color is a gorgeous copper.
It's deep, a nice, deep
and burnished.
Deep, yeah, oh, my God. Looking at it, it's got so much promise in the color alone.
Yeah, so, and then you smell it, and I get this beautiful caramel and those beer malts coming out. It's got that beery note, and then there's that whiff of chlorine he gets from the swimming pool. It's like being out on a hot day by the pool and you smell that beer and you smell that little bit of chlorine and maybe some sea salt. And then there's orchard fruits, there's pears, there's apples, there's peaches.
That chlorine disc might be floating too close to us on the side of the pool here today, that's all.
I mean, it's
and it then, always and, goes and to whatever part profile, of the pool you're in. You notice
the flavor,
that?
You get that sharp barley note. It's kind of more beery than it is scotchy, which I feel like is a fault that a lot of American single malts do. They all start going too beery, and this is where this is to me. I don't want to taste beer in my single malt. I want to taste
the
barley. I don't need. It's not hopped, but I can almost. It fools me into thinking it's hopped. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, so I put barley malt, barley malt, barley malt. And on the palate there, I got like a powdered chocolate and barley, like that powdered nesty chocolate.
This is not the one I got the chocolate on. I think there's another one.
You know, and stuff.
Ovaltine.
And a little bit of barley and malt. I mean, it was very, it wasn't enough expressions and enough variance in the palate for me. It was kind of almost, even after I added water, I just couldn't pull out enough different elements to it to make it to my.
You don't get the orchard fruits. You don't get the apples and pears. It's almost like it's going scotchy, but it's too beery for me.
Mm.
It's there. It's almost there. Yeah. But I see your chocolate powder coming out now.
Yeah. Well, it's a chocolate malt. I'm definitely getting the chocolate malt on it. But I'm with Harm on this one. This is leaning more in toward a chocolate malt stout to me than it is a malt whiskey. And it doesn't have to be a Scottish malt whiskey.
You don't have to do Scottish style whiskey.
It can be an American style whiskey. But this one is, if you told me that this was a malt whiskey finished in a chocolate malt beer cask, I'd go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's like a taste of beer.
If you're a beer geek, you'd love this. Absolutely love this.
Oh, I think that that's their yeah, audience their target, on this, you know, yeah. their target audience.
And if it is, then they're okay, nailing it. You know, yeah, so. They're nailing it.
Right.
It's, yeah, that chocolate malt comes out. I mean, the maltiness is there. That sort of dry cocoa is there. I do get the fruit in it, but it's, I'm with Harm. It leans a little more beery for me than I'm
malt,
looking for.
Barley malt, chocolate, powdered yeah. chocolate, yeah.
Barley, barley?
Yeah.
Yep.
And again, if it was, you know, a chocolate malt stout aged, then I'd go, well, okay, I'm expecting that. I'm not expecting that on this because it's not a finished whiskey, so... you know, it was definitely, different. I think it was fairly well made. Just not exactly the taste I'm looking for. So, we're going to rate
the beer drinkers.
Yeah. If you're a beer drinker, you'll love this one.
Yeah.
Love it. So, Union Horse Revivalist, American Single Malt, we're going to be giving, 2 sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So that brings us to our next one.
Tell us about that, Bob.
Is from Westward. Westward was born in Portland by master distiller Christian Krogstad and co-owner and CEO Thomas Mooney. They began distilling whiskey in 2004 along with other spirits. Many startup distilleries create unaged spirits as a means to finance the long aging process for making whiskey. One of those spirits that they created, Aviation Gin, was noticed by a somewhat well-known movie star kind of guy. You might have seen him on TV hawking that now. Became a really big
otherwise
hit.
Otherwise known as Deadpool.
Mm-hmm. After selling off the brand, they now have the time and resources to focus on their whiskey. To make their single malt, they began by brewing an artisanal American ale from scratch using locally malted barley, ale yeast, and a slow-low fermentation temperature. Distilled twice in low-reflex pot stills, the spirit is aged in new, lightly charred American oak barrels before the barrels are blended in small batches to achieve the signature flavor. So,
again, this is that beer made into whiskey.
Yeah. So the expression we're going to be tasting first is the Westward Whiskey Sauterne Cask, 45% ABV, 90 proof, that was released to members of the Westward Whiskey Club. It's finished for 14 months in Sauterne Cask from one of France's Grand Cru Classe estates. You got a nice burnt bronze color to it. It's got a sweet nose. There's a little bit of citrus in there, a little bit of vanilla. Sweet. A lot of honey. Very, very, very sweet nose. On the palate. On the palate, also sweet. A little bit of fruit, a little bit of honey. A little bit of oak. Very nutty. A lot of nuts in this.
I'm getting a lot of tropical fruit, not just a little bit.
Oh, it's all tropical fruit. Yeah.
This reminds me of that tropical
The Jefferson's tropics.
Or the Buchanan's pineapple. It's kind of like
it's pineapple.
Reminiscent of both.
Mm-hmm. It is pineapple on there, and you got some like mango and
the fruit comes out with water
Yeah. Add that little bit of water to it, and it's
It's a tropical fruit.
Senior moment if you're not careful.
That's all right.
To me on air.
This is the best one we've had so far.
It's called a stroke, Justin.
A stroke?
Yeah.
Another one?
God. No, this is the best one we've had so far.
You won the last show.
The honey and the tropical fruits and the nuts just really work well and blend well together.
Well, when we first opened it up, it was kind of closed, and I thought, oh, maybe this is not maybe they got a bad Sauterne cask, you know, maybe it was a little off, but once it got a little air to it, it opened up and it blasted them very nice, and with a little bit of water, that tropical fruit really comes out. But
I'm putting some water.
But again, it makes sense. I mean, Westward is known as you know, one of the better American single malt producers.
My problem is all the American single malt guys, not all of them, they always play with hopped barley.
Yeah.
Why do the hops?
Because so many of them are from the Pacific Northwest and they're such beer geeks, they can't let it go.
Yeah.
And I wish they would, because I just like, I'm sick of hops. Yes. But, you know, I mean, Westward
is a good
one of the
example,
better ones.
Though, of that with the hops, that's actually nice.
Oh, yeah.
But I would rather them not do this.
Hmm.
It's very fruity, though. It's very fruity.
Yeah, on the finish, you get a little bit of a, you get like a little bit of a tobacco finish on it. You know, that tobacco leaf finish that,
yeah,
that, you know, that comes with the, comes